Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear words from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. I wonder, have you ever served on a jury? I was called for jury duty once many, many years ago. I still remember waiting all day in a large auditorium with about 300 others who had also been summoned that day, until finally my name was called, along with 19 others, to be vetted as possible jury members. We were escorted into the jury room, where the judge was also seated on the bench, and the lawyers for both sides were there, as well as the defendant, who was going to be on trial for drunk driving. They needed to whittle the 20 of us potential jurors down to 12, so the lawyers on both sides asked each of us potential jurors a series of questions in an attempt to see if we had any biases one way or another that might help or harm their side of the case. Well, I didn't make the final cut. It seems the defense attorney didn't particularly like my answer when he asked what radio station I listened to most often. When I answered, and it was clear my answer was a Christian radio station, which, by the way, I still listen to online daily, that was all the defense needed to vote me out. Yes, I guess he didn't want a Christian passing judgment on his drunk driving defendant. Too bad he didn't ask about those occasional beverages I had in college. He might have thought differently. Anyway, I was fine with not being seated on the jury that day, but I did feel a little bit like I had been the one put on trial and judged that day, and no one took up my defense in that moment. Well, praise God that if you're a believer as I am, you know, we have an ever-present defender in Jesus Christ our Lord. And if you're following along in our book, Unshakable Hope by Max Licato, we read about that very thing this week. There will be a day when each of us will stand before our just God, and we will have our defender, Jesus, standing beside us. Max Licato writes it this way in his book. He writes, Judgment Day is an unpopular term. He writes, we dislike the image of a great hour of reckoning, which is ironic. We disdain judgment, but we value justice. Yet the second is impossible without the first. One can't have justice without judgment. For that reason, Scripture says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. You know, continuing in this study, we learned that Max wrote of three things that God will declare on Judgment Day. Number one, Max wrote that God will declare publicly and pardon publicly His people with Jesus at our side as our defender. Every sin of a believer will be pardoned because Jesus has covered them all. Praise God. Secondly, God will applaud the service of His servants, of believers. Max writes it this way. Scripture says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them, the writer of Hebrews writes. Max goes on to say, our just God will recognize faithful stewardship. If you invest your treasures to honor Him on earth, He will give you more gifts in heaven. If you enlist your talents to His honor, He will give you more talents. The same pen that records our impure thoughts makes notes of our pure ones. And guess who will be waiting for you at the finish line? Jesus Christ. Scripture says in Matthew, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things, Christ will say to us one day. Max goes on to write, listen carefully, my friend. On that day, you will hear a multitude of God's children urging you on. Noah is among them. So is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Your elementary school teacher shouts your name. So does an uncle you never knew. Do you hear the support of the first century martyrs? What about the Chinese house church leaders or the 18th century missionaries to Africa? Some of us have a mom or dad, brother or sister, maybe even a child in the stands in heaven. They are part of the great cloud of witnesses that will be there that day. The third thing, God will honor the wishes of the wicked. That was a little different way of putting it, but Max writes this. Some people will stand before God who didn't treat him like God, refusing to worship him. Scripture says they traded the glory of God, who holds the whole world in his hands, for cheap figurines you can buy at any roadside stand. It says in Romans. They spent a lifetime dishonoring the king and hurting his people. They mocked his name and made life miserable for their neighbors. A just God must honor the wishes of God rejectors. Max goes on to write, even our judicial system, fragile as it may be, forces no defense on the accused. The defendant is offered an advocate, but if he chooses to stand before the judge alone, the system permits it. So does God. He offers his son as an advocate. At the judgment, Jesus will stand at the side of every person except those who refuse him. When their deeds are read, heaven's tribunal will hear nothing but silence. You denied my presence, God will say, silence. You abused my children, God will say, silence. You slandered my name, God will say, silence. You ignored my word, God will say, silence. You rejected my son, God will say, silence. What response can be given? What defense can be offered? God is right. God is just. No one in heaven or hell will accuse the judge of injustice when he announces, as Matthew writes, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Acts 17:31 tells us that God has set a day when he will judge the world. And those who have committed evil acts throughout history, the names we know, we still see even today, evil acts today, not just back in history, but today. We see them and read them in the news, in the papers, on the evening news, just evil. Those people will have an accounting and a judgment. And if they have truly repented and accepted Christ as their Savior, they will be pardoned. But if not, they will be cast into the lake of fire. But we who are in Christ, we will receive our rewards and enter life with Jesus in heaven. God is a just God. Evil will not go unpunished. Believers will not go unrewarded. So while we still have time, let's determine to share Jesus and take as many people as we can with us. Because the scripture tells us the day draws near. Well, thank you for listening. And I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.